This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Once, not too long ago, I went to a fancy store on a Saturday afternoon to buy a suit. Before I went to the store, though, I took the dog to the dog park and replaced a bunch of high light bulbs in my house, which meant I had to find the ladder, which was around the side of the house collecting dirt. So when I finally walked into the store, covered in dirt and dog hair and the general squalor of a busy Saturday afternoon, I had a hard time getting anyone to help me out. I looked like a hobo. And hobos don't need suits, that was the thinking among the store staff. But I was expecting to meet my brother at the store, and when he arrived and I was fuming about the lack of chop-chop service I was getting at this pricey boutique, he asked me to look carefully into the three-way mirror and tell him what I saw looking back at me. "Oh," I said, "I look like a hobo. No wonder I'm getting the high hat." Because if you look like a hobo, you may as well talk like one, too. But it was a simple leverage problem, really. The hobo, me, didn't have any, until his brother arrived and reminded him that there's another store down the street just as expensive, and maybe they have a better attitude about people wandering into the shop looking like they slept in a dumpster. So he and the hobo left the store and went down the street, and in other words, they changed the leverage, which is the chief daily activity of everyone who works in the entertainment business. Changing the leverage. You walk into a studio or a network with a project to pitch, and you're just a salesman on a call, unless there's another buyer. And suddenly you've got options, and it's the studio or network who has to compete. But once whoever buys it, though, now you're just one project in a slate of projects they have to choose from, and the leverage is handed back. Now, that's the concrete example. The more emotional, subtle example comes when we pick out cars. An expensive car is supposed to send the message that I don't need you. I'm doing very well without you. You've got no financial leverage over me. You see this car? How desperate could I be and still drive this car? The truth is sometimes pretty desperate. A writer I know hasn't worked in a long while, and his career-energizing decision was to cash in a portion of his retirement savings and buy himself a new car. To signal, he told some of us at lunch one day, that he was back, to send a message, to let everyone know he wasn't desperate. Which was an odd choice, really, because, and I speak as someone who drives a 2004 Chevy Trailblazer, which I recognize makes me look like a hobo, but in reality, no one I do business with ever really sees my car. You park on the lot, you go to someone's office. You park in the parking garage, you take the elevator up. I could be driving a Rolls Royce. I could be driving a 93 Buick Skylark. I could be driving a clown car. No one would know. But leverage is a hard thing to figure out. I mean, maybe this guy is right. Maybe people see a fancy car and think, this writer doesn't need me. That makes his pitch more attractive. Me, I prefer to drive around like a hobo, because hobos don't really have anything to lose. Hobos can just walk away. Talk about leverage. And that's it for this week. Next week, the rise of the spec. In the meantime, go to kcrw.com/martinishot and tell us where your leverage comes from. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.